Guys, if y'all just joined us, Tyler, sorry, check. If y'all just joined us, Tyler sent us a message, and I told Tyler what to say. Tyler took exactly what I said to her, and she replied back. So if y'all are just joining us, the lady sent him a message about how she wants to make him come and all that other stuff. I changed the game up for him. Tyler followed what I said, and this is hot off the press. We're all going to hear this for the first time together. Lines are open. We're all going to hear this for the first time, okay? Yeah, I just got the message, Tyler. I just got it. I just want to let y'all know. Let's see here. Let me play what this is. I don't know what this is. Let's see what this is.
Well, thank you very much for your visit today. It's very satisfying. And I still keep getting mild whiffs of your scent on me.
Tyler, same thing. If this is a different woman, tell her the same fucking thing you told the other woman. One thought, one mind, one way. Reply back to that one the same way. Reply back to that one the same way, son. Don't change it up. Reply back. Lines are open, guys. Y'all want to call in? We're here for another hour answering questions. Well, yeah, that's right. I think that's the problem that a lot of y'all guys don't understand. The world has y'all set up to try to come up with goals. Well, what happens after you reach it? See, again, let me explain something and show you how to reach it. As I told you about one of my clients, he was bad with women. He was in love with the woman. Remember the shoe lady? That was a 9 in his thing, and he thought she was the goal, the end-all, be-all. But she was not the end-all, be-all, because after he went to that cookie store and met a sexier woman, she became the goal. Well, not really the goal, but thank you, 163 likes. She just became the person that he wanted to go after. And this is why we slow it down. We're going to be slowing this game down for you guys to give y'all more clarity, okay? See, let me show you something, guys. Let me show you why. I'm going to show you guys. It's going to be our secret. Hey, guys, our secret. Let me show y'all something. Let me show y'all something real quick. Peep this out. This should fuck with y'all. All right. Watch. Ready? I just focused on my scribe as my goal. Then guess what the fuck am I neglecting? Let me show you how goals fuck you up. Listen to me. This is very important. See, if I'm only laser focused on my scribe, right? That means I failed my culinary school. I failed my warrior. All right, let me just take those two. So if I'm just focused on my scribe, right? If I'm focused on my scribe here, I guess I can see right there. If I'm focused on my scribe, right? What happens when you get around a woman? Then remember, you fall back, right? Because if I only focus on my scribe, then where's the conqueror at? Have I sharpened my sword? Have I worked in my culinary school to get more flavor? Do y'all see what I'm saying? If I'm just focused on that one quote-unquote goal, being in my scribe, I've let down my marketing team, blacksmith, amusement park, mental gym, studio, film room. You see what you neglect when you're just focused on one thing? Yeah, Jeremy, the drug would be like a fucking vape pen. It'd be like Jeremy, it'll be like charge. Jeremy, and when I charge and I attack, It's like I'm hitting the wall with a piece of paper. I ain't even denting the wall. That's why, guys, we do not focus on that goal shit. But that's why that goal stuff hurts you, okay? It really hurts you. Question here is, this is a mind fuck, setting goals is holding me back. What if you set the goal high enough that you cause a big change? No, okay. All right. Again, if all your focus is on one goal and you're not focusing on everything, all right. If you are focused on changing the radio in your car, follow this. You want to change the radio in your car. That's your goal. You want to get enough money to buy a new radio system in your car. Okay. You've reached the goal, but you've neglected the rest of the car. While you're trying to get that radio, you forgot you had to put gas in the car. You got to make sure the oil's in the car. You got to make sure the tires are right in the car. You got to make sure there's a tune-up. But wait, your goal is just, I got to get the radio in. Fuck everything else. But even if you get the radio and you put that key in that car and turn it on, why it won't start? Because you've neglected the car. Because your one goal was just the radio and not the whole thing. Does that make any sense? Does that make any sense? Let me check the phone lines. Lines are open, guys. We're here for another 40 minutes, so we're good. What I'm saying is, right, Jeremy, right, because the car also needs care. The tires need to have care. The oil, transmission fluid, all these things, the engine, the fucking battery, everything has to work correctly. But the radio is not the car. The radio or the goal is just something you put into the car. So the radio is just a goal that has nothing to do with the maintenance that you have to have to the car. It's just something that you would bump in the car. But whether you have it or not, the car needs to be taken care of, if that makes any sense, gentlemen. I hope that shit didn't go over your goddamn heads. How deep game is, man. This is the kind of stuff nobody wants to teach y'all. See what I'm saying? And I got that. Okay. Y'all got any questions? Go ahead and ask. Just looking. I ain't got that shit. All right. Yo. Yeah, I like that shit. Oh, I wish I could show you. My boy Mike sending me, yo, goddamn. My boy, you know, when you got game, your boy send you women pictures and shit. I just got to give him some love and shit. Hey, snag two more. God damn, that's what I love about my clients, man. That's what I love about my clients. They always growing and shit. I love that shit. Love that shit. Let me ask you questions. It's like a school, a mini subject that can focus on science, but they see, well, yeah. So in school terminology, they're focused on math class. And they want to study just math for 12 years, graduate math, and then go all the way back down and start with science, do the same thing over and over and over again. Everything must be tilt and made, okay? Everything must be worked at the same time. how the fuck you fit? Hold on. Wait a second. Let me shout out my dog 1950. Hold on, Fifth. Fifth talking shit. Hold on. Let me eat. My boy Fifth is talking a lot of shit right now. Fifth, I am not drink. This is unsweet tea, motherfucker. Unsweet tea. Allow me to call my God.
Look, 1950. Just because your 49ers won yesterday, that doesn't give you right to come on this show and talk that shit. God damn it. Shout out to 1950.
Shout out to my boy. You know, hey, I'm not... Y'all go ahead, 1950.com, man. That's my dog, man. He's talking. Mama. Boy, 50, you're talking shit, man. Nah, man. This is unsweet tea. Unsweet tea, Fifth. Yeah, y'all see 1950 and I tomorrow, Real Game No Theory. Shout out to my boy, 1950. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you're saying to holistically improve ourselves and instead of one thing. Well, I'm saying, yeah, but you've got to know why. Okay. As I told you before, here lies the problem with what you're saying. Problem what you're saying is right, but you saying it is wrong. You guys understand, y'all set expectations of failure. You don't set expectations of advancing. Because if you want to do an overall, which is right, but then begs the question. This is where the market, again, hold on a second. Let me show you guys. Let me pull it up. Because if you make that statement, which is right, it's a good statement to make, but here's the question you got to ask yourself at this point right here. And let me say it. So then once you make that statement, which is right, so then you've got to figure out how am I going to forge that thought to fit me? What land am I going to conquer to put that building up to do that thing or market it to myself? Or how am I going to scribe that? See, all those things that you're talking about and all those things that you're doing is right, but you are not answering the why to whatever it is that you want to do. You're right about what you're saying, but where a lot of guys go wrong, they think, shout out 50, thank you, bro. They think that it's whatchamacallit. Yeah, man. Real Game No Theory. Yeah, shout out to Fifth, my dog, man. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying to y'all guys. Lines are open. If y'all want to call in, remember, we're only going to be up for another 30 minutes. But what I'm saying is that there lies the problem. I don't look at doing one thing. Men are doing okay, if you're king and you're sitting on a throne, you've got to make sure the warriors are, you got to make sure the kingdom is right, the warriors are right. You got to make sure the rules are right. You have to put you're dealing with several cookie jars at one moment, one time. But for so many of you guys out there, y'all are so fixed to being one thought, one mind in an opposite direction that you set an expectation that I'm going to fulfill this one thing and you work on whatever that one thing is, knowing that there are several things that are connected to that thing. Because the system is broken down into what? Subsystem parts. And if all you're doing is working on one part of a subsystem, then the system as a whole is not going to function because that one part cannot hold everything in that system. So if you have a system that has five little levels to it, and you're working on one level, that stress of that one thing is going to stress out. If that one thing has to do the job of four things, then it's going to stress out that, and it's going to dissolve. So that's how it works, man. So that's how the game works, man. But see, that's what we're trying to get you guys to see as far as the game goes. Lines over, y'all got questions. We got y'all, but I'll continue. But this is how – fuck, what's going on with my Cowboys? But this is how things go. And we'll talk more about this later on, but let me ask you a question. Man, and I'm going to ask all a serious question that y'all have not even thought about. See, gentlemen, it's not just, let me pull it up again. It's not just all these things. Everything has its own importance. Let's look at let's go all the way to the top. Let's go all the way to the top corner. I'm sorry. Go all the way to the top corner in that studio. Look how, just the studio. Wait, he missed that bitch. He missed it. No good, motherfucker. Yeah. Oh, we are down 14-0, though. But listen, what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. The studio, all those buttons and gadgets have meaning. All those buttons and gadgets have meaning. Hold on, let me see. Hold on. All those buttons have gadgets and meaning. So let me explain to you guys what it means from gadgets and meaning. For a lot of you guys out there, y'all don't understand everything you do. Wait a second. How did they get another fucking field goal? What the fuck? Was there a penalty? Fuck. Excuse me. Shit. Fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Oh, man. All right. Yeah, okay. So what I'm saying to y'all guys, as I said, my boy. Yeah, my boy's about to have a threesome. All right, bet. Okay, so what I'm saying to y'all guys, the importance that y'all don't see is even in the studio itself is very deep, okay? But I'm going to explain to you guys why the studio is very deep because of the adjustments you've got to make. When you put your bid in, you're talking to a woman, or you're moving about with a woman, this is why it's important to learn the adjustments. Because the adjustments fine-tune whatever it is you're working on. See how deep that is? Think about this. Everything you do has to be fine-tuned. And yet, y'all don't even realize that you've got to fine-tune everything. Probably heard this the first time. Yeah, man, it's cowboy, man. It's football, baby. Hey, gee, it's football, man. It's football. I'm sorry. Hey, fuck the Eagles. Anyway, let me get back to this shit. Fuck the Eagles. Anyway, what I'm saying to y'all guys out here is, yo, shit, damn, son, fuck. What I'm saying is everything you do is an adjustment. Okay, my dog is showing me a joint that she convinced her friend. My boy's about to have a threesome. He's about to have a threesome. So I was just talking to him real quick. He's about to get into a threesome. But we're going to talk more about that Sunday. We'll talk more about that because most of y'all guys don't understand about the adjustments that you have to make. You don't understand all the adjustments. Y'all got to make adjustments. All y'all have to make adjustments. But you cannot make adjustments if you're just focused on one thing. You don't even know that you have to make an adjustment. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines are open. Guys, we got less than 30. And if we run out of questions, we'll wrap this up in about 15 or 10 minutes. Because I don't want to go too on. If y'all just soaking it up and we've talked enough, I didn't want to talk too much in y'all mind. So we'll run it maybe a few more minutes or so and wrap things up if y'all not going to ask the questions or anything like that. So it's cool. But hold on. My boy who's fucking is about to say something. All right. Yeah, he said he's going to film some shit. I see. Yeah, he showed me the asses and shit. Hold on a second. Yeah, I see. Hold on, let me tell him that shit. Hold on. Yeah, I see, man. She said, oh, man, she said she never met. Okay, I'm sorry, type of guy. All right, anyway, so we go to the last round of questions and all that because I rest my voice and everything. But let's see here. Potted JG kicked that good game. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. But, gentlemen, oh, I don't even have my graveyard thing. I again, we got a new system here, and we're going. I'm just trying and testing it out today. We'll have more stuff added to this thing where we have I've got a whiteboard set up for you guys. If y'all see this, this is going to have my whiteboard on there. So we'll be able to break, go to the whiteboard and break some things down. So we just want to say for you guys, always think about the graveyard. Always remember everybody thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last, gentlemen. That's very important for us. I don't even have the end of the show. We gotta. I just put some stuff together, so we're gonna definitely get back to you. Now I won't have this for the guys. I'll go back to the other thing, but for me, on my one-on-ones, this is where we're gonna be from now on. I've just been testing things out and seeing how it is. Yeah, buddy. Hold on. All right, yes. All right. So anyway, let me check the lines real quick. Lines are going down. All right. And then